Mansfield's got a four-page memo saying that I'm getting ourselves involved and I'm going to get in another war if I do it anymore.
Yeah, yeah, he's taking that attitude down there all the way. And I in a way, share some of his fear.
I do too, but the fear the other way is more.
What in the hell to do? I didn't ever want to get messed up down there. I do not agree with those brain trusters who say that this thing has got tremendous strategic and economic value and that we'll lose everything in Southeast in Asia if we lose Vietnam. I don't think that's true. But I think it's a practical matter we in there, and I don't know how the hell you can tell the American people you're coming out. And there's just no way to do it. They think that you've just been whipped and you've been ruined, you're scared. And it'd be disastrous.
I think that I've got to say that I didn't get you in here, but we're in here by treaty, and we can't, our national honor's at stake, and if this treaty's no good, none of them any good. Therefore, we're there, and being there, we've got to conduct ourselves like men. That's number one. Number two, in our own revolution, we wanted freedom, and we naturally look with other people, sympathy with other people who want freedom, and if you leave them alone and give them freedom, we'll get out tomorrow. That's the second thing. The third thing, I think that we've got to try to find some proposal, some way that, like Eisenhower worked out in Korea, that we can...
I wouldn't eliminate the United Nations or some agreement, because if I think people, if you get some sort of agreement, are all the way around, would understand it. And I don't think that they're so damn opposed to to the United Nations getting in there. And I don't think they'd be opposed to coming out. I don't think American people want to stay in there. They got no sense to realize it's just a matter of face. We just can't walk off and leave those people down there.
But you...